This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi and other members of the Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The nation salutes the courage, valour and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit." She added that the country remains forever indebted to the martyrs and their families. The President also reaffirmed India's firm resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan paid homage to the brave security personnel who laid down their lives while protecting the parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. The Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, has asserted that the Indian Defence Forces are committed to adapting to changing environment and imbibing reforms to remain ready and relevant. General Anil Chauhan said, "War and warfare is at the tip of a major revolution." Addressing the combined graduation parade of 216th course held at the Air Force Academy at Dundigal near Hyderabad today, the CDS said, "India's strength rests on robust institutions, democratic stability and unwavering professionalism of the armed forces." General Chauhan said, "The intensity of operations may have subsided, but Operation Sindoor continues."
We also joined the Air Force at a moment when a new normal has firmly taken shape, an era defined by high degree of operational preparedness 24/7, 365 days. The intensity of operations may have ebbed, but Operation Sindoor continues. Our strength will lie in the ability to remain alert, agile and prepared every hour, every day. Making victory a habit should be part of this new normal. Today, each one of you stands as a proud representative of that strength, ready to uphold the nation's resolve.
In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital, Thiruvananthapuram. The ruling CPM-led LDF, however, failed to replicate its previous performance and lost control of several local bodies to both the UDF and the NDA. A key highlight of the results is the NDA's victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation. The alliance secured 50 seats in the 101-member council, enabling it to assume control of the civic body, which had been under LDF rule in the previous term. Meanwhile, the UDF emerged with a majority in 367 gram panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the mandate the party has got in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation is a watershed moment in Kerala's politics. The Prime Minister added that the party will work towards Thiruvananthapuram's growth and boost the ease of living for the people. Mr. Modi also thanked all the party workers for their hard work in the elections. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city crossed the severe category mark this morning. This is in addition to the actions under Stages 1 and 2 of extant GRAP already in force in the region. The restrictions include a complete ban on non-essential construction and demolition activities, including earthwork, piling, trenching and road construction activities and major repairs. Furthermore, BS4 diesel-operated light commercial vehicles registered outside Delhi are not allowed to enter the capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.